Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and it is extremely cold. This is beyond anything. I've 26 degrees in the Northeast. So happy holidays. Hope you had a good weekend. Anyway, with the holidays coming close, I thought of the idea, you know, people, you know, these days money's tight, you know, no getting around it. And back in the day, well, I still deal with this. In marketing, when we did promotions, we would come up with things that were known as, like, if it was a giveaway, the term was perceived value. So whatever we were creating, whether it was like a little free thing in a meal or something that comes if you order a special, consumer good from Walmart or something exclusive, you try and make it as valuable as possible, or at least to make sure the customer thinks it's valuable. So these are, for the most part, these are gifts that somebody's gonna think, wow, that, you know, a lot of thought went into this. This is a lot of money, but they're not that much money, so, which is good. So I call this one unusual chocolate gifts, and I actually researched it myself. So these are all chocolate bars. So inherently they're not that expensive, but they are, something about them makes them pretty unusual and pretty interesting. So the first one is Al Nasma milk chocolate, and it's on brandcoco.com. It's the first and finest Arabian milk chocolate. Yes, the milk is made from camel. This is camel milk. Yep. So you're giving them something exotic. Somebody opens up, says, what is this, a chocolate bar? Oh, it's camel milk, you know? Pretty interesting, I think. The ingredients are sugar, cocoa, butter, camel milk, cocoa, honey, bourbon, vanilla. And it's $9.50 a bar, so that's pretty good. Next one is Loboco milk chocolate. And I probably would eat the camel milk chocolate. I'd eat all of these, I think. Loboco milk chocolate. It's on hellochocolate.com. And this is milk chocolate made from sheep milk. I did see a lot of goat ones, but I think sheep seems a little more exotic to me. I don't know why. It's made with sheep milk, unrefined cane sugar, cocoa butter, and just a pinch of salt. It's good for people that are intolerant to cow milk. And it's $10 a bar, but you better act now, because right now most sites, the sheep milk candy bar sold out. But, you know, if you can find it, great. This one's a good one for the adventuresome person. Dark chocolate cricket crunch bar. It's on 3cricketeers.com. That's right. The name says it all. It's made with 70% dark chocolate and, yes, crispy crickets. The chocolate is also from Ecuador. So it's, which is from the Rainforest Alliance, which is Rainforest Alliance certified. So, you know, you can feel good about giving somebody this bar. It's $7.50 a bar. The last one, it's a little more pricey, but you're getting a lot. This is called Essay Choc, and it's the Cambridge Beauty Chocolate. That's right. This is chocolate that's anti-aging. It's from essaychoc.com. It promotes skin radiance. It's 72% dark chocolate. Enhance with astaxanthin, which is a powerful antioxidant, and it's vegan and gluten-free, and that antioxidant will help promote skin radiance. You get each daily dose is a square a day, and it's $55 a box for a three-week supply. So that is it. Those are all the cool, unusual chocolate gifts that I really feel like you'll get a lot out of it. If you have any other ideas, you can hit me up on Twitter, @podcastlist, #randomlist. I'm also on Instagram @randomlistpodcast. You can find me on all the Twitter platforms. I'm there. Stop by, subscribe, say hi. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So if you're, even on a cold day like this, if you're exercising, you know, track along and let me know about it. And as always, stay warm, have a great day, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.